I'm here at Murrurundi for the Murra Rail 150, and I'm having a look at some of the model trains, and I'm checking out the Coffs Coast Railroad modellers, and I've got Paul Baker here to tell me all about it. Paul, this is a magnificent display. How big is it?
Well, it's debatable how big it is, because sometimes we always have trouble fitting it in places. It's 6 metres by 12 metres.
And how much track is involved?
Oh, I couldn't even estimate that, fair dinkum. It took us 2 years to build it.
Good Lord. And how long does it take you to tear it down and put it back together for a display like this?
It takes 3 hours to take it down.
Yep.
It takes 5 hours to put it up.
And what, everybody's got a van or a truck or something like that?
No, if you have a look outside the window there, you'll see the big caravan we've got.
Yeah,
big enclosed trailer.
How long have you all been together as the Coffs Coast Railroad modellers?
The club has been in existence in some form or another for 15 years.
Yep. And is everybody like responsible for a section or
no,
we're a all, train?
Or? No, just responsible for the... We all have a particular job that we do, I suppose you could say, but... when we bring it in, we bring in the stands first and assemble those.
Yep.
And everybody knows how they go together. We then place them on the floor. And then we have 4 people that are able-bodied to carry them in.
Yep.
And then 4 people to place them and bolt them together.
And how many trains have you got going around on this display?
There's 50 altogether.
50? Goodness. Yeah. And there's also things, some very, very clever things there. You've got a drive-in theatre
yep.
with a screen that's actually working.
Yep.
There's a little DHL truck that goes around as well.
That's right, yep.
And I noticed this wonderful trick on the other side. It seems quite a minor thing, but it goes under the bridge and then there's a mirror to make it look like...
Yes, that's right.
Well, yeah, it's very, very clever.
We've also got a wharf section.
Yes,
which has
that.
Got the rocking boat.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
Do you guys just come up with different things to sort of put in, like ideas and concepts
yeah,
and
do.
Stuff like
yeah.
that? So is it like a constantly changing display?
No, not really. We try to upgrade it where when we see an area that's not as good as it used to be.
Yep.
But what we've tried to incorporate is Australian, American and English
yep.
As you walk around the layout.
How often do you guys get together to work on it?
Unfortunately, not often enough.
Yeah, right.
We had a home for it. We got a $100,000 grant for the Work for the Dole program.
Yeah.
And the day COVID was announced was the day we were supposed to turn the sod to put down the concrete.
Oh, dear.
And they obviously cancelled the Work for the Dole program and we lost our funding. But we've got a small little shed at Coffs Harbour.
Yep.
In the showground, and we rent one of the buildings at the showground to put this up twice a year.
And do you get to go to things like this very often?
Yeah, we get invited quite often. We did Canberra last weekend,
right?
And won best show.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah, best exhibition layout.
Yeah.
And we heard this was on, and we wanted to be community orientated. We thought, well, we'd call in here on the way home and.
Well, it worked out perfectly, and you found just exactly the right size building here in Murrurundi.
It's the biggest building in Murrurundi.
Very true. Paul Baker, thank you very much for being part of the festivities this weekend.
Look, it's been a pleasure, and the people treated us absolutely wonderful, and the welcoming we've had has been wonderful. And
one last thing, because I live in Muswellbrook, I love to see a coal train. I can see there's a big one out there. What do I do to get somebody to get that one on the move for me?
Just go and see John.
Go and have a word to John.
And John will run it for you. Yeah, no
excellent.
Problem.
Good on you, Paul. Thank you.
Have a great day.